Coming up, a program called Balances with the Lafayette Ballet Company Friday and Saturday evenings at their ballet ballroom on 6th Street. Joining me is Sandra Petticola. Welcome.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
This is a lovely set. I know there are three different performances within this each
Correct.
Evening. And it sort of progresses from early music and Baroque to very passionate Tchaikovsky. I wanted to start out and ask, there's music fit for the king and queens and elements. How is it to come up with these sort of themes? I mean, it's so, to me, it looks so incredibly lovely and original.
There's a great deal of practicality in working together a repertory program. Of course, you want to create a variety of things that will appeal. You want a variety of periods and tonalities, so it's not all one impact throughout. But you also have to deal with your choreographic potential as far as dancers. The ballet evening actually started out with the centerpiece, which is called Two Queens. And that is the story of Elizabeth I and her cousin, Mary, Queen of Scots. And I found a beautiful, beautiful piece. It's a Passacaglia by Heinrich Biber. And it was so emotional. It's 10 minutes unbroken. In the spirit of José Limón, who did a very famous ballet called the Moors Pavane, I set two characters only, juxtaposed, who never meet but are always aware of the presence of the other. And then on the two ends of that, I started with the very early Baroque and the essence and the history of classical ballet, which is Louis XIV and his love for dance. But Louis, like all of us, started out as a young man dealing with the court, dealing with the court etiquette, dealing with the court limitations. And I wanted to look at this more humorously. He is always presented as, you know, the Sun King, very, very elegant and extremely well possessed. You know, there had to have been a struggle in his youth. And I have a delightful young man who could represent him with all the court ladies and all the, honestly, in our eye, ridiculous rituals, as is the waking of the king. You know, he had his protocol, but also his very selected people who could deal with his personal toilet and really present him for the day. And the king's bedchamber, even before he was the king and any of the royalty, was literally a meeting place of who's who in the court.
And then things round out with the elements and this very passionate music from Tchaikovsky.
Tchaikovsky has always been dear to everyone's heart in the classical ballet. His passion within a structured piece is increasingly evident the more you work with him, the more you work with the music. And I first did this Elements ballet in 1997, and I just felt this was the time to readdress it, and it is the four elements, air, earth, water, and fire. I've also started with a piece of the score that I didn't use previously, and I call it Ether.
I know, I just hadn't really considered it, but I saw a wonderful preview on your website. I know there are a couple of videos now for this program that I hadn't actually thought much to ask you about the costumes and putting this all together, because obviously that is something that is important, whether it's, you know, in the Nutcracker, whether it's in these elements, and there's some incredibly bright colors. I hadn't thought about that, and I was going to ask you about how this comes about and the decisions. Is this part of the choreography as well as the total show of having these costumes?
Costumes are very much a part of allowing the dancer to lose himself or herself within the part, to really bring out the soul of the dancer. And it also clarifies a great deal for the audience. In a ballet like The Elements, where in the first part, the ether, it's very, very mixed, air, earth, water, fire. They're all just almost chaotically mixed. And then as they begin to sort out, you can see the pressure of one element against the other. Without the costumes, I think as a first viewing, it would be very difficult to distinguish that. But once the costumes are brought into play, it's so obvious. It's like an abstract painting or one of these oil and water blending of colors. It's absolutely magical just to watch the interplay of those colors along with the steps.
Well, it is a wonderful program, and you can see the fruits of their spring learning this Friday and Saturday there at the Lafayette Ballet Company Ballroom on 6th Street. Sandra, it's great to see you, and we hope you'll come back.
Oh, I would love to.